Oh, bro, I can't believe Ableton. You can't believe you use Ableton. FL Studio is so much better. Oh, bro, Logic, man. The engine in it is so much better. Guys, my name is Adam, and today I'm here to tell you my little opinion about fucking DAWs or DAWs or whatever fucking thing you call them. DAW is a digital audio workstation, and they come in the shape of Pro Tools, Cubase, Ableton, Logic, fuck, Cakewalk, Sonar. I don't even know whether they exist anymore, but there's some of them, okay? And today I want to talk about one thing, okay? And don't let anybody tell you anything different. Don't let anybody tell you anything in the slightest that isn't this. I'll say it once and I'm gonna say it again. All DAWs are exactly the fucking same. They are just as powerful as each one another, and they are all fucking exactly the same. I'm gonna say it again. They're all exactly the fucking same. It doesn't matter what DAW you use, okay? They just do exactly the fucking same. The usability is slightly different on all of them. Of course, I feel like I'm trying to read Chinese when I'm on FL Studio, and then my fucking friends will just be like flying through it, and they'll be doing exactly the same as what I do on Ableton, except it's just the usability and the user interface is slightly different. Exactly the same with fucking Logic, exactly the fucking same with Pro Tools, exactly the same with any DAW, okay? It doesn't make a difference. All the same stuff is available in every single one, okay? Now, if anybody wants to sit down and say to you, oh, you shouldn't use that DAW because you should use this one because, just tell them to put their pride and their ego, and just tell them to put fucking their opinion back in its little box, okay? And just keep writing great music, because the truth of the matter is they're all very powerful, okay? Audio is fucking audio, okay? Bit resolution is bit resolution, okay? Like, it doesn't make a blind bit of difference what DAW you use. You're still gonna have fantastic results. Absolutely fantastic results. You know, I use Ableton. Do you know why I use Ableton? Because I used it for the longest. The only reason I use Ableton so much is because I'm familiar with it and I'm so quick with it. That's all. It doesn't mean it's better than any of a DAW, okay? The engine doesn't sound any different. If anyone says the Logic fucking, if the Logic output sounds better than the Ableton output, it's all bullshit. Well, what about when it goes to get mastered and it comes out of that software? Fuck, some people still use WaveLab. Some people still master in other softwares. What about that one? Ignore the dicks. There's too many of them. Don't be a dick. If you're really opinionated on what DAW to use, take your little opinion and put it in your egotistical box, because they're all exactly the same. If you're just starting out and you're thinking, which one do I want to learn? Try them all out. See which one you like the feel of. You know, you might be like, wow, fuck, man, Cubase is ace. Although I haven't heard anyone say that for a while. Come on, Cubase. Come on, Steinberg. Update the fucker. I'm still waiting for them to come through. I used to use that fucking thing. I'm like, Cubase 2 or something. God, that shit was so cool. I felt like I was a real producer. It was epic. Now, I don't even know what the fuck they're doing. I don't know what version they're on now or anything. But seriously, I use Ableton only because of the usability of it. And I've been familiar with it. Other people, you know, I say to people, try different ones. I say, see which one you prefer. Okay. And be open-minded. Fuck, this guy was so quick on FL Studio the other day. I was like, wow, maybe I'll use FL Studio. Maybe I should learn the basics. I would recommend experienced producers when you come to collaborating. I learned this the hard way. I've recently been collaborating with someone and they use FL Studio and they're fucking so boss on this. They're so quick. Apparently, that's what I look like when I'm on Ableton. That's what he said to me anyway. But I'm like, I tried to make him move a fucking kick drum and I'm like, excuse me, I don't know how to do this. I felt like such a fucking noob. My advice to experienced producers is learn the basics in every single DAW, just the very, very basics. How do you move stuff? How do you open channels? How do you put your plugins in? How do you change your plugins? Just fucking a little bit of automation. That's it. Once you've got that down, done. You can then go and collaborate with any fucker. We can all put stems down anyway. You know, cross-platform fucking and cross-DAW collaborations are not impossible. Okay, they're really not impossible. In fact, I have more issues when I try and do collaborations with the same projects in Ableton than fucking just bouncing stems down, and it could be to anyone. You know, all DAWs are equal. Don't worry about it. Beginners, try them out, see which ones you like. If you're uncomfortable and you can't get your head around, try a different one. Fuck it, have a go. Who cares? Experienced people, learn the basics. It'll just save you time and you won't feel like a fucking noob when you go and collaborate with other people who are awesome on other ones apart from you. That's my thought on DAWs. I hope you enjoy it. Any feedback? Anyone, if anyone's got a really serious, this is better because of this, do me a favor, hit me up on fucking Twitter or something. Tell me, because I would love to know your opinion so I can shoot that fucker down from out the sky. Anyway, have a nice day, you. Have a nice day. Thank you for listening. You're fucking amazing. Go produce some music. And yeah, DAWs are all the fucking same. Bye.